This is The Invasion of Snowy Owls, a part of an archive broadcast, Nature of Things, from February 20th, 1987.
Hi, I'm sitting here at Rice Creek looking out the window at the pond, and sitting beside me is Jerry Smith, a well-known local ornithologist, who tells me that we're being invaded. Jerry, what's that all about?
Well, John, this is a snowy owl invasion here in Oswego County and vicinity.
Oh, snowy owls. That's an interesting bird. I've seen them, too. Why do snowy owls come down here anyway?
Snowy owls come down every few years, John, when their population levels build up and then the prey source, which is usually lemmings in the Arctic, crashes. Then they come out, they kind of erupt out towards more southern areas.
Sounds like another supply and demand kind of thing.
In a sense, it is.
Yeah. Well, now, for those who haven't ever seen a snowy owl, why not describe one for us?
Okay. For those of you old enough to remember the white owl commercials on television, John, that the bird portrayed was an adult male snowy owl. Snowy owls are basically large white birds with varying amounts of black on them. The adult males are pure white. The females are white but heavily barred with black.
Oh, I see. That should help people find them. In a while, I'm going to give you a chance to tell people where they might go to see one. But I just wonder, they live in the north. What do you know about their life history and interesting traits up there?
Okay, it's a large ground nesting owl, John. They nest on the Arctic tundra. They tend to feed on a variety of mammals and some birds. They particularly, like many Arctic predators, eat lemmings when the lemming population cycles build up. They'll eat ptarmigan. They'll eat some other birds that occur in the Arctic. They what they tend to feed on, John, depends on exactly where they are in the Arctic. Birds which nest in the inland tundra eat primarily mammals, and birds that tend to nest along the seacoast may eat some of the ducks and that sort of thing.
I see. Kind of varied diet according to where they are. And one of the things about them, obviously, if they live in the north, is that you'd see them out in the daytime. And is that why we see them down here?
Yeah. Yes, John. They're a diurnal owl. That is, they occur in the daytime. And they're active in the daytime, and they're often very, very obvious. They tend to sit out on fence posts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, because, of course, they live up there in the open country where there are great flat expanses. Well, Jerry, we're always delighted to see snowy owls come down here, but there are some problems attendant on that, too.
Yeah, particularly in former years, John, when you would get the big invasions, many of the birds would be shot by unthinking or uninformed persons or persons who were anti-predator. That has decreased in recent years. Unfortunately, some of the birds are still shot, even though they've been legally protected in New York State for many years.
So we should really tell people it's against the law to shoot them.
Very definitely.
And where would people go around here to see them?
One of the best places, John, is actually Oswego Harbor. During the last 3 or 4 weeks, several snowy owls have moved into the harbor. They're often seen sitting on the breakwalls, particularly if folks can go up to the Fort Ontario overlook on the east side of Oswego Harbor and look down on the east breakwalls. Every time I've gone there in the last 3 weeks, there's been a snowy owl there.
I think I'll take a trip over there myself, Jerry. Well, any other little things you might want to say about either snowy owls or the local bird populations right now?
Well, particularly with regard to snowy owls some more, John, anyone who's out driving around in Oswego County at this time of year and for this winter should take a look at fence posts, look at areas, snags in fields, and look at the harbor areas, because it does begin to look like it's going to be a very good year.
Well, that's exciting news for people that like to watch birds and even those who, you know, just like to get out and see nature in general. Well, Jerry, it's a little surprising to hear that they're concentrating on the harbor. Why is that?
There's a substantial concentration of food there, John. They tend to feed on rodents, which are attracted to places, house mice and rats. They'll eat pigeons, and there are big numbers of pigeons around the harbor, and they'll eat some ducks and gulls. The harbor, particularly in midwinter, tends to be a concentration area for ducks and gulls. They'll eat some of the sick birds that will probably die anyway.
Yeah, so we could really tell people a trip to the harbor might bring a bonus of owls, but it's sure to bring you a good look at waterfowl and gulls and so forth even now.
Right. In December somewhat, but particularly after things really freeze up during January and February.
Yeah, so why not get in your car? And next time you get in your car and you've got a little time to observe nature, just get out, take a trip down to the harbor, and look for owls. Or, you know, you could look over at the airport at Syracuse. Sometimes you see them there, too. Well, my guest this morning has been Jerry Smith, who certainly is well-known in ornithological circles around here. Jerry, thanks for sharing this information with us this morning.
You're welcome, John.
Well, this is John Weeks saying, thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.